Steve, with BG injured and obviously Sunday's game, we all know what's at stake here. Are you expecting a nice sizable role for yourself?
I don't know. You know, every week I prepare like I'm playing, stand in front of the guys at the end of the week, you know, let them know, tips and reminders I found on certain guys. So, you know, I'm always ready for, you know, the opportunity when it comes.
How have you gone about that role of helping the other guys and kind of coaching them?
It just started with my faith, because a lot of times you can get frustrated with a lot of different things, but, you know, staying strong in my faith allowed me to, you know, be that great teammate I need to be, and, you know, just stay ready so I don't got to get ready when that time do come.
Is that a difficult transition when you have a certain role in college, when you could be the guy, and then you're adjusting to finding your role in the NFL? Is that a hard thing at times to go through?
Yeah, not when you're younger and you're trying to fill out everything.
It's not when you're younger. I would think it would be tougher when you're younger, when you're first making that transition.
I came right into the league, and I knew my role from the jump.
Okay.
So, just sitting back, trying to learn as much as I can. And then, as I got a little bit older, more experienced, and started to feel my way and, you know, feel like I'm knowing who I am, then, that's when it started to take a toll. But then I just had to, you know, get a little bit deeper with God.
So what is the process like during the week? Do you spend a lot of time on film study? Like, you're smiling about that, so.
Yeah, I wake up and I head in here, try to be in here 5:45, the latest 6 o'clock. And then,
so what time are you waking up then?
5:15, 5:20, hop in the shower real quick. And then I get here and, you know, I go grab something to eat, if they got it out yet. And I go straight to the team, to the D-line room. And, you know, sometimes coach will come pop his head in because he'll probably hear me in there. I had the music going on my phone while I'm watching film. So,
what's the playlist while you're watching tape?
First off, I start off with trying to see exactly how they got beat with sacks. And then I go to pressures. And I just focus on one guy per day. So on our day off, that's the first guy I do is always a tackle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because I play both sides, it never really matter which tackle I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I pick a tackle, go through them every play that I can find. Every day I do that, a different guy. And, the first week I did it, I didn't do the interior guys. So now, you know, I took on that load of doing the interior guys as well.
How much have you learned by doing both the tackles and the interior guys?
A lot, especially the fact that I'm inside some of the time in a pass rush situation and might get thrown in there, you know, in an emergency situation. It taught me a lot.